I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, I know.
I know, but I don't know. But I do know.
Fair. You know what's cool about music? You can always give spoilers.
This is C. Michael Hall, writer and creator of Ape Entertainment's Hell Dorado, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
I was the happiest I've ever been when I was on the hunt for happiness. I couldn't see it the same way that you can look at your own face. And now those days are far behind me. I'm so comfortable, it hurts me. I have learned to live with the mundane. And it's like pouring vinegar over my brain. So this is living the dream. So this is what they.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt. I'm Richard, along with...
Lenny.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the group American Pinup, and the Muse Box sent us their EP, The Radio, so thank you to Kurt Nishimura. He sent this to us so we could listen to and have fun with, so thank you again, Kurt, for doing that. And we're going to turn it over to Lenny and let him tell us about American Pinup.
All right. American Pinup is the band. The song you heard was Living the Dream, and that is off their new album just released September 8th, The Radio. And there's also a song, The Radio, and there's two more, Start and Committed, on this EP. These guys are... It's a four-member band. They're from Westchester County, New York. I assume that means all of them are. They emerged, I guess, in 2010. That's when... People started, yeah, I'm sure they were doing it longer than that, maybe. In this article, it says that they offer a rousing blend of punk rock and power pop with songwriting at its core. And the members of the band are Lauren West, my wife's new arch nemesis, on voice and guitar, and it is quite a voice. She's also not homely in any way.
She's going to get in trouble.
Well, she has to listen to these for me to get in trouble. So until I get in trouble, I'm going to say whatever I want. Tim Robbins is their bass player. Rob Peralta is their guitar player. And John Casale is on their drums. And I think it's a, for me, I mean, you guys heard the song. It's, I think it is what it proclaims to be. It's a kind of a punky, poppy, indie, rocky kind of sassy band. I like them.
Do you see it as a power pop, though?
I don't know if I would use the word power pop.
I kind of was,
I would use the word punk.
One.
In fact, yeah. Punk rock. I use
rock.
The first words I wrote about this band on my little notes.
Punky Brewster.
No. Were love the punk ska feel. Now, that was from the Living the Dream song, and yeah. I think it has the most punk feel on this EP.
True.
And this is my first experience with the band. The next thing I would say is I love the singer's voice. How do you feel? Do you like the singer? I like the singer. And it rocks, and then she also has a sweet voice when she wants it. And I think that
right.
Singers with a lot of depth are way more fun than just ones with pretty voices or just harsh voices.
And one of the things with hers, and some people, they won't bother, some people will, but because of the style that it's in, because of the punk genre and the more car, probably leaning towards the more harder rock.
I said hard rock too.
They kind of, even the instrumentals, but the vocals included, tend to what I kind of characterize as slur a little bit, or drag out. Maybe mm-hmm. that's a better word, dragged out. So you don't get a crisp vocal feel.
Yeah, I need to listen to the songs again so I can know exactly what the lyrics are. I'm still not sure. Yeah.
And it's purposely done that way. That's the style of that music. And that's why some people will gravitate this immediately. Some might take a few listens to get to. I think
I wish that they were more pop so that they could be more famous, because I think they're great. But I think that they were reaching with the power pop word in that article. The truth is, it is more, I mean, especially this song, and we'll get into some more music from them, but the first song was, yeah, it was, I wrote here with an exclamation point, hard rocking. That's not what I would describe as power pop. Cause like
anymore, when you say power pop, my brain, because I'm a child of animation, goes immediately to Powerpuff Girls.
Well, that's not what they're...
Like,
that's,
no, this is not
It's
them.
Not Powerpuff Girls, Richard, but that, I think what they mean by power pop is like the... what's that new British invasion, One Direction? That's power pop. Like,
oh, that's boy band.
Well, no, okay, well... Well, but what would you say? Because Power Pop has nothing to do with the Powerpuff Girls.
No.
it's like really poppy, really like everyone can enjoy at least one song. Like that's what I see as Power Pop, like mainstream. And that's why I think they were reaching with that word. It is close enough to Gwen Stefani. Her voice is close enough to Gwen Stefani, to call it Power Pop and get more people to listen to it. But for the real hardcore fans out there, they're going to go, no, not pop. And they're going to, I just think that they were reaching. I understand why they used it. And I don't think that the band, I hope they're not self-described, because I feel like the hard rocking punk and ska aspect is much more. I think that's, I heard a trumpet. I didn't see anything in my notes here about a trumpet. Maybe my earphones were messing with me. But in that third song, I swear I heard a trumpet. No, in the fourth song.
Which I still have not heard. So.
We'll maybe I'm hearing things. I don't know.
Well, that'll be our outro, so maybe somebody out there might hear the trumpet.
I hope you. If you hear the trumpet, please write to me and tell me I'm not crazy.
Lenny's doing good. He's all right. To me, it was their heart and soul is the hard rock punk.
That I agree with. 100%. And it says here, exuberant indie rock, and I highlighted that. They were in the Warped Tour. Let me give you a little bit of facts about their past. They've been around since 2010. They have two full-length albums and two EPs. They've been on multiple nationwide tours, and they've done a lot of festivals. They've done the Vans Warped Tour, The Fest, and SXSW. They've done just a lot of independent festival stuff. And apparently they're very proactive rockers, like they're out there all the time. The Alternative Press lists them of the 100 bands you need to know in 2014.
Right. And one of these is like, with punk, you're damned if you do, damned if you know. The cachet is being the outsider.
Yeah.
But your fault is being the outsider.
Well, and
because you'll have some mass market appeal, but it's not
the wonderful
be there all
thing
the time.
About punk so. And is that it, you know, like, I think the wonderful thing about punk is the fact that it is for the outsider, because, and I think it's more of a phase thing, because I don't listen to punk every day. Sorry, Johnny Ramone's Ghost. some people still do. They are really, really, really trying to fit into a niche that I think is just what it is. I think it's a phase thing. Everyone goes through a time when they watch The Outsiders and they cry. They feel like an outsider. Right. They feel like they've been left out of society. And that's where punk rock fits. Like, these songs I can get into, but I'm not going to go, you know, leave my wife and children behind and follow the band and be like, they understand me. No, they don't understand me at all. They understand punks, you know. Yeah. And that's just the punk rock way. I think that, you know, anyone that, like, Green Day, Green Day couldn't, you people know that Green Day couldn't just stay the way they were. Everyone bashes them for changing, but the way they were, first off, it was real because they really were like living in people's kitchens and milking dogs for their coffee and, you know, just living like poor, you know, trailer trash. And that's because that's what they were. And then whenever they got rich, you know, they started writing songs that rich people write because they are real. And that's what punk really is. Punk's about, Joey Ramone said, punk is about real emotion, not about trying to look a certain way or have a certain sound. And that's, you know, that's one thing I really get through this band is they have that real emotion. I think that they should slash the person that put power pop on them. They're not pop. They're punk.
No. I agree with you there. And to me, I'm not a punk fan, but it's like any other genre. There are punk elements that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And if I'm in the mood, that's what I'll listen to. But it's not something I go to every day. It's like you were saying, but it's not something I won't listen to.
Well, that's one thing I like about this EP, because it gives you the punk, but it doesn't jam it down your throat with... Well, she doesn't start screaming at you in every song.
Right. And you know, the other three, I felt more of a rock vibe than
just
a punk,
And that's what I said after that. The first song, it was the punk song. And then after that, I just felt... Lots of changes in the riffs. Good bass lines. This is the second song. This is the radio. Lots of bass and drums in that one. And then the third one had a lot more guitar, I think. Start. Right. And it continued the rocking, moving feel. And that's the way I felt about the whole album. Yeah. I enjoy that more. As I've aged, I'm over my, I don't feel left out anymore. What I really gravitate towards.
Come play with
towards,
us, Lenny.
Yeah. what I really gravitate towards now is the kind of harder, like, kick-ass rock. And that's what I think that they're really representing.
And to me, on that third song that you were just mentioning, that had more of the blend of the rock punk feel, I thought.
Yeah.
The radio and Committed had more of a rock feel. Living Dream had a punk feel, but that
and then that blended feel in the end, it was in start. Yeah, yeah. That had a lot of good instruments in there. I need to listen to it a lot more so I can understand the lyrics. I couldn't follow the lyrics. This is my first time listening. I really like them, and that's why I'm saying I'm going to listen to it more, because when I like something I hear, I want to hear it until I know every word, so I can really understand it.
So jacked up, they're singing so fast that
I'll get it.
On a first go, sometimes second and third, it takes you a few times to get the lyrics.
I think that's anybody. I'm with, sadly with me, it's even like country songs. I'm like, what did he say? No, I'm not that slow. But but yeah, I think that everybody, you can't just listen to it and be like, what did she say? And just, you know, if you don't like it, you don't like it. But I think that they have really good words and messages in here. I just haven't got to them yet. I can't get past the beats. And I'm just rocking too hard. My head's bouncing too much to really think.
The first one is the very best driving beat.
The other ones
are all right. But to me, Committed, the fourth one, which we'll go out on, that seemed to have, to me, the more mass market appeal than even what their single is off of that and the title of the EP, The Radio.
Yeah, the thing I wrote down about this song, Committed, and you asked me which ones I like, the first thing... My first impression is I want to listen to it again.
Yeah.
And then that's the one we're going out on, so I get to listen to it again. And then I like the music and lyrics a lot. I like the music a lot, and I like that style a lot. That's the style that I personally prefer of music, and it doesn't hurt that they are very swarthy-looking fellas. They're definitely... They got the name right. Their lovely singer... you know, I'm not going to try to make my wife jealous at all, but she's very lovely and has a very nice voice.
Well, they are called the American Pinup.
That's right. So at least they don't look bad. Go watch them on tour. You'll at least enjoy that. And if you don't love punk rock, then go. Then just pretend it's pop.
Once you get further into the set, though, and they've been
that's the thing about pop.
And
see, I really hate it when they call anything pop, because pop means popular. Yeah. So pop is whatever we say it is.
True, that's true.
If we say punk's pop and we go with that and people follow us and they agree with us, then guess what's pop? Punk.
That is true, but I think most...
Then One Direction, they all go homeless and they like start smoking crack and they're just having terrible lives because, you know, all they got is pop. If they weren't popular, dust in the wind, baby.
True.
I'm just kidding, One Direction. I secretly listen to you guys.
Oh, I've always said I'm a boy band. Person and girl. I listen to all styles.
I listen to pop too.
More than anything, because I like the upbeat feel. I want to have that upbeat feel.
That's one of the reason people out there that we are saying this is not pop, because we know pop. Me and Richard are some 98.1 radio listening.
True.
What is new on the radio station? Ooh, is that Taylor Swift? Yeah. We love pop. So
shake that thing off. And shake that thing.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
But to me, this is the music that you listen to when you are goal oriented. You're doing something, you want to get it done.
I think it's writing music. That's the way I am, though. I mean, as long as it's not too loud, I can listen to it.
It's not stuff that you want to dance to. This is stuff that you're like, I got to get it done.
Yeah, it's working music. I mean, for me, that's writing and driving. Yeah, sure. That could be good driving music. Yeah, anything that gets my blood moving. And that's this music definitely got my blood moving. So that would, you know, it would be great for. At work, you know, whether, you know, for me, for like, whether, I don't know about if your work involves a lot of reading. I just think it's too distracting. With writing, it's hard to distract me. So, you know,
maybe
as long as it's not too loud.
Security officer that's dealing with something that you have to.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you should have this playing at the, you know, those guys that watch the bleeps. I just drew a blank. What are they called? Air traffic control. I don't know that air traffic control needs to play American Pinup while they're at work. I think that for those guys, this is what you go to the break room and you put on the headphones and you bang your head against the table whenever you need a stress reliever.
True.
Because those guys work in utter stillness and silence.
Yes.
Beep.
But we are going to leave out on committed. I think we've both enjoyed this group. This is one where it's pretty much a digital download, I believe. Let me double check that just to be sure. On their website, media, music.
I'm going to be checking for some YouTube videos. I hope that you have some, folks.
Yes, looks like you can download both of their previous albums and this EP.
Don't they have two more EPs too?
They only show the current EP, Changing Machine album, and Strange Creatures album.
Maybe those other two EPs got absorbed by the albums when they came out.
Looks like Lost in Society, you can actually purchase a CD. Wow.
Cool. Real actual product. These people have a real product that you can touch.
That's the only thing that can be purchased physically. They have another, the Prava Sessions, which is another digital download, and that's on iTunes.
It looks like it's just
a single process.
Everybody out there, check out American Pinup. We need to get this girl's face on TV.
And this is one where the website's a little bit different. Instead of a .com, this is a .net. So it's American Pinup, all one word, .net. So if you want to go to their website, you'll need to go to
I don't know what kind of socialist crap that is, but you should check them out.
Good, clean fun.
Just kidding.
Punk with good, clean fun. They'll get a laugh out of that one.
Yeah.
But that's going to do it for us tonight. We appreciate Kurt Nishimura again from the Muse Box for sending us the radio EP by the American Pinups. We both enjoyed it. I think if your library is capable of downloading the digital, go for it. Especially if you're in a larger city, I think you'll definitely have your listeners. If you're in a rural setting, you might have to gauge your audience. But if you're just a person of your own collection, download it. If you enjoy the hard rock punk feel, I think you'll like this group.
And rock out.
All right. And with that, we will see everybody on the flip side, and we're leaving out with Committed. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
In a basket, every cell is under a microscope. Every step that you take, you just get further away from turning back. But you are in command, and you won't slip or let it slip through your hands and let it all break and shatter. You finish before you know it, it is gone. But it's what you want. You're committed and you'll still be here when everything is turned.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.